Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A $75 billion financial safety net is what India has just secured through a renewed currency swap arrangement with Japan, a move that significantly strengthens the country's financial stability and underscores the deepening strategic partnership between the two nations. First, let's understand why this is in the news. The Reserve Bank of India, or RBI, and the Bank of Japan, or BOJ, have renewed their bilateral swap arrangement, or BSA, effective from 28 February 2026, maintaining the facility size at $75 billion, which is the largest bilateral currency swap arrangement India has with any country. The BOJ, acting as agent for Japan's Ministry of Finance, and the RBI signed the Third Amendment and Restatement Agreement of the BSA. But what exactly is a bilateral swap arrangement? It's an agreement between two central banks or monetary authorities to exchange their local currencies for US dollars or each other's currencies up to a pre-agreed limit. The purpose is to provide a financial safety net, enabling either country to access foreign exchange liquidity during times of stress without depleting its own reserves or approaching the International Monetary Fund, or IMF. Now, let's look at how it works. The key benefit is that the swap can be activated quickly, much faster than an IMF program, and without the conditionality, such as fiscal austerity or structural reforms, that IMF lending typically imposes. This makes it a very attractive option for countries looking to manage their financial stability without external pressures. The India-Japan bilateral currency swap has a long history, reflecting the deepening strategic and economic partnership between the two countries. To understand the evolution of this arrangement, let's look at the timeline. The arrangement was first signed on 29 June 2008, with an initial size of $3 billion, which was then expanded to $15 billion in 2012, $50 billion in 2013, and finally to $75 billion in 2018. This 25-fold increase over 18 years reflects the strategic convergence between India and Japan, driven by shared concerns over China's economic and military assertiveness in the Indo-Pacific. But why does the $75 billion figure matter? It's significant because India's total foreign exchange reserves stood at approximately $640 billion as of early 2026. The $75 billion BSA with Japan is equivalent to roughly 11.7% of India's forex reserves, a substantial buffer that can be activated without touching the RBI's own reserves. This scale is crucial in context, providing a financial cushion that can help India navigate through times of economic stress. Now, let's compare this with other swap arrangements. The India-Japan BSA is unique in two ways. It is India's largest bilateral swap, and it is a two-way arrangement, meaning Japan can also access Indian rupees against US dollars if needed. This symmetry reflects the equal partnership between the two economies. For example, the SAARC currency swap is $2 billion, with India as the provider, and the BRICS CRA is $100 billion, with India's share being $18 billion. India-Japan economic ties are multifaceted, with the currency swap being one pillar of a broader economic relationship between the world's fifth and fourth largest economies. The two countries have strategic alignment in multiple frameworks, including the Quad, with the US and Australia, the 2+2 Ministerial Dialogue, and the India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership, which was upgraded in 2014. The currency swap arrangement complements this strategic alignment by ensuring that financial stability underpins the broader security and economic partnership. In the context of the Quad, financial cooperation is an emerging pillar. The India-Japan BSA is the strongest bilateral financial link within the Quad framework. For instance, India and the US do not have a bilateral currency swap, but India can access dollar liquidity via the FIMA repo facility, a Federal Reserve facility for foreign central banks. India and Australia have agreed in principle to a $10 billion local currency swap framework, and Japan and Australia have a bilateral swap arrangement under the CMIM framework. But how do currency swaps defend against crisis? Historical examples show that these arrangements have proven critical during financial crises. For instance, during the Asian financial crisis in 1997-98, the need for such arrangements became apparent, leading to the creation of the Chiang Mai Initiative in 2000. Although India has never actually drawn on the Japan BSA, the arrangement functions primarily as a confidence signal, reassuring markets and credit rating agencies that India has access to substantial liquidity if needed. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The India-Japan BSA has a current size of $75 billion, which is the largest bilateral swap India has with any country. The effective date of the latest renewal is 28 February 2026, and it is a two-way arrangement, meaning either country can activate it. The BSA was first signed on 29 June 2008, with an initial size of $3 billion, which was expanded to $15 billion in 2012, $50 billion in 2013, and $75 billion in 2018. The $75 billion expansion was signed on 29 October 2018, during Prime Minister Modi's visit to Tokyo, and the cabinet approval for the $75 billion BSA was given on 10 January 2019. In terms of India-Japan economic ties, bilateral trade stood at approximately $25.17 billion in the fiscal year 2024-25. Japan's cumulative foreign direct investment in India from 2000 to 2025 is around $39 billion, with over 1,450 Japanese companies operating in India. Japan is also India's largest bilateral official development assistance, or ODA, donor, providing around $3 billion in yen loans every year. The Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA, between India and Japan has been operational since August 2011, and key projects include the Delhi-Mumbai Industrial Corridor and the Mumbai-Ahmedabad Bullet Train, also known as the Shinkansen. India's forex reserves stood at approximately $640 billion as of early 2026, with the $75 billion BSA equivalent to roughly 11.7% of the total reserves. It is worth noting that India has never drawn on the Japan BSA, and it serves as a confidence signal. In comparison, the SAARC currency swap is $2 billion, the BRICS CRA is $100 billion, and the CMIM is $240 billion, although India is not a member of the CMIM. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the key terms such as bilateral swap arrangement, RBI, Bank of Japan, Chiang Mai Initiative Multilateralization, BRICS CRA, SAARC Currency Swap Framework, and FIMA Repo Facility. For mains GS2, focus on bilateral and regional groupings, including the India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership and the Quad Financial Architecture. For mains GS3, understand the Indian economy, particularly the external sector, forex reserves, balance of payments, macroeconomic stability, and currency swap mechanisms. In an interview, be prepared to explain how bilateral currency swaps differ from IMF lending in addressing balance of payments crisis. In conclusion, the $75 billion India-Japan currency swap arrangement is a significant development that underscores the strengthening financial stability and strategic partnership between the two nations, providing a substantial buffer against external financial shocks and reinforcing India's macroeconomic resilience in an era of global financial volatility.